B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kyle Van Noy joining us right now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, and he's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. I don't know. I don't see him on here. You pot him up.
Hey, What the hell do you think Paul was doing just now?
It sounds like he was down the hall.
I don't know what he was doing. Not paying attention, for sure.
He's tripping. He had his chance, his moment, and he tricked it off.
You had some fresh legs there out on Miami in that heat, dude.
I did.
Yeah. Hey, talk about the pick six. How much? You know, I thought I reacted to it like, man, you drilled Drake, got him off his ass, and I think that just threw havoc into that play. Did you recognize that right off the bat, based on what their formation was?
Yeah. You know, it's just easy read. Easy to see. I've seen it a bunch of times and have played it a bunch of times, so it was an easy read. Just hit him, try to chase Buddy down for a sack, but he, whatever reason, wanted to throw the ball to Steph, and Steph made it easy and, you know, strolled into the touchdown. It's pretty good. Happy for him. That's crazy. It was his first touchdown. As good of a player.
Yeah, I was shocked to hear that.
Steph's been. That was pretty crazy to hear.
Before we talk more about football, we need to talk about you. You weren't with us last week because now you're a proud father. Congratulations.
Yeah. How's
everything going? Good?
Good. It's excellent. It is going great. Trey Legend, he's a beast. He's already gaining a bunch of weight. It's a pretty epic name. So,
Trey Legend? Legend's the middle name?
Yeah, where'd you come up with that name?
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you all my secrets. I'm going to plead the Patriot answer. Number three has been my favorite number. It's grown on me since I was little. I loved Allen Iverson on the court. Just his relentlessness. I just loved AI. So I just fell in love with the number three, and it's just I've worn it all the way in my jersey. Since I was young, high school to college, I was three. And then in the NFL, I picked 53 because, you know, they have dumb rules where you can't wear single-digit numbers for whatever reason.
You get enough sleep? That's important, you know.
Yes, 8 hours, baby. Come on now.
Okay, good.
RV's a beast.
Good.
You got the kid on creatine yet?
That won't last. If the baby's sleeping, that won't last. I speak from experience.
Yeah, I can verify that.
That just means things are going well right now. That doesn't mean that won't continue.
Yeah, things are sweet right now. Baby just eats, poops, and sleeps. So we're on a good routine.
Yeah, like
good
shark. Yeah, just wait.
Eat, sleep, poops, makes baby sharks.
Just let me enjoy this part, all right?
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, wait till it's like two and it's a drunk midget walking around.
Well, we'll wait till the newness wears off. We'll talk to you in about another 2 months.
That's all right. You had a tweet at the NFL's account the other day when they said Bill Belichick's defense had all these great statistics and listed all the stats on the day. And you said, we have names, NFL. What was that all about?
Yeah. Oh, you know me. I just like to mess around. You know, people read into my tweets just people online read tweets too seriously. I'm always messing around. So obviously you can't fit everyone's names in there. So it was just a joke.
How's AB been in the locker room?
As you would expect, loud, obnoxious, you know, I'm playing. Nah, he's been cool. He's been chilling. He works hard like the rest of us. What if I just said he's been the biggest ass, you know?
Be a headline.
Be a headline.
Yeah, that would have been a good headline. Huh?
That'd be huge for the show, right,
Beetle? Good for the show.
You we'd have been famous after that one. I think Bill would have came and said something to me on that one. But no, he's been good, man. He's been chilling, working hard. He's putting a lot of extra work. You know, as you could tell him playing, he looked like he has been with us for a while. When he stepped on the field, he made it look pretty easy. He's a great talent, and, you know, I just wish him and hope for him to have all the success. If he continues to work hard like he's been, I'm sure he will.
Defensively, you guys have they crossed the 50 what, twice the other day, and then you got to get ready to face a Jets team that had that has a practice squad quarterback. And I know Coach says, you know, we look at the roster and we dig deep, and these guys are in the league for a reason. How tough is it based on how good you guys have played in two games? Get ready for a Jets team that looks depleted. How do you keep above that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's just focusing on what you can control, and that's how hard you play your assignment and doing the best of your ability. I know for me, I just want to go in and play my game. You know, I missed the first game, so last game was, it wasn't my best performance, and, you know, I was a little frustrated with how I played, so it's just getting out there and, you know, playing hard and focusing on what I can control, and that's doing my job and beating the guy across the ring, no matter who it is. Doesn't matter if it's the number one guy or, you know, a fifth string guy coming off from the streets. You just got to play hard.
All right, before we let you go, you caught us in the middle of a segment, but we did have an open for you. We had a pre-produced new open today for the KVN show. Which does include new material from this past week's game. So have a listen.
WKBN. Sports Talk. Now Fitzpatrick, third and two, rolling right, and he throws in traffic, intercepted, picked off by Gilmore, who is gone. Right down the middle, 25-20, goodbye to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
You could credit Kyle Van Noy for getting this going.
Van Noy does a, you know, Kyle does a really good job here of recognizing the play. He hits Drake and knocks him off so that he can't get out to the flat.
He absolutely blows up the chip man on the end.
You know, Kyle Hightower on the end of the line, very, very instinctive players that just, you know, good football players do the right thing.
The fake jet sweep destroyed the inside receiver, did Kyle Van Noy, which allowed Stephon Gilmore to undercut it, run it the whole way. Amazing play by Gilmore.
There you go.
Hey, Zoe, I appreciate that. Check will be in your office later, all right?
I got to feed the kids. You know that.
Yeah, I got you. I appreciate it.
You blew them up.
Stepping up the game. I appreciate it.
Call like you see it.
So, sorry, I'm a little under the weather, so I haven't had that great of energy today. You guys had to pick up the slack, but I promise you, you know, that energy will be back next week.
All right, Kyle. Appreciate
you,
the time.
All right, Kyle.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, fellas.
Okay, Kyle Van Noy with us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.